Giant FM Sports, Shelbyville Golden Bear boys basketball team coming up in just a bit. And the man who led them for several years, both as a player and coach, is Harry Larrabee, and he joins us via the phone line. Good evening, Coach.
Hello, Johnny. Good to hear from you.
Now, where exactly are we talking to you from right now?
Well, we have moved the last few days to San Marcos, Texas, which is about 25 miles south of Austin.
And we're going to talk to you in part tonight because of not just the fact that you've moved down to Texas, but that you had a recent visit back down to Austin. Tell us why you were invited down for a special induction ceremony at the University of Texas.
Well, about a month ago, at the homecoming football game of Texas Longhorns against the Kansas State Wildcats, there was an induction called the Hall of Honor, and it's a club of former UT athletes that get recognized for accomplishments during their playing career and also after they leave the university.
How did you find out you were being inducted? Now, I think often we hear about people going into a Hall of Fame or Ring of Honor or something of that nature, they get a phone call. Did you get this information a different way before the phone call came?
Well, I absolutely did. At that time, we were preparing our house about 2 months ago to go on the market to sell, and my wife, Betsy, she was in Tennessee with some grandkid babysitting duties, and she calls me late one evening. I believe it was a Thursday night, and I just finished packing some boxes in the garage, and she informed me that she on Facebook had been in contact with the wife of a former teammate, Donna Kruger. Dan Kruger was a teammate of mine when I played at the university, and she informed Betsy that I had been selected for induction for the Hall of Honor, which my immediate response was, Betsy, I do not know why somebody would try to play a joke on you. This isn't how the University of Texas would inform their inductees, and I don't see how I would qualify for such a high honor. And he said, no, I think it's really true. I just hung up that night thinking that it was not true, but the next day, I did get a call from the head of the Hall of Honor Committee, and it was. And we put in motion to make a quick trip to Austin for the festivities during their homecoming weekend.
Coach, congratulations, first of all, on that honor. I was able to watch your interview there as they were recognizing you that night at the banquet. That was really an impressive accomplishment to be inducted into such a major university's Hall of Honor.
Well, thank you very much. It's very humbling, and it was such a great weekend. I got to see a lot of old teammates that came in from across the state, and my coach, Leon Black, he's 85 years old. He sat at our table as that evening was very, very special, and the next day, we had festivities during halftime of the football game, and it was just something that I'll remember forever. But the main thing was just the relationships that you built during your time as a student athlete at the University of Texas, and to reconnect with so many people flooded with a lot of memories.
Coach, what was it like back then to leave Shelbyville as an 18-year-old high school graduate and go all the way down to Austin, Texas to play basketball? What were your feelings at that time?
Well, they were very mixed, mostly very exciting, but it was daunting also. You know, leaving a place like Shelbyville that probably the population at that time in the late 1960s, 1970 was right around 14,000-15,000, and to go to a campus that at that time was 40,000 students, it was overwhelming in some aspects, but had just great networking at the university and their athletic department, and became very, very comfortable. And it was just exciting to be a part of one of the great universities in our country. And we had a great, great time there. My wife, Betsy, and came down to Shelbyville during the beginning of my sophomore year, and we were married in Austin. And that's why we knew for many years that when we got to the retirement stage, we wanted to return to this area so that we could reconnect with a lot of those individuals that we had such special times with.
Harry Larrabee with us, recently inducted into the Hall of Honor at the University of Texas. And I'll tell you, Coach, my knowledge of the Southwest Conference goes to mainly Phi Slamma Jamma days before I got to know you, and that's how I learned mainly about this era. From a day and age where we can look up any statistic on any team in the country, what did you know for certain about what Texas basketball was or how it had been played for you to say, I want to go play for that university as well? Did you know what you were getting into with a program that was trying to reestablish itself?
Absolutely. You know, you're pretty naive when you go through a recruiting process. Even back then, just the number of coaches and contacts, telephone calls, visitations, you're overwhelmed because coaches are trying to attract you to their campus and show you all the reasons why this is the place for you. But when I sat back and really evaluated it, they'd had a great recruiting class the year before I arrived, and this was back when freshmen weren't eligible to play varsity ball, but they had a great freshman team and with a lot of height, 6'10", 6'8", 6'7", a 6'6 shooting guard. That was the team in front of me, and I was recruited with a player that was really an outstanding scorer, one of the best players in the country during that era, Larry Robinson. He came from Hobbs, New Mexico, and his high school team still holds the record for most points scored in a season. They averaged 111 points per game.
Wow.
And when I sat back, they seemed to be missing maybe a point guard position, and I could see myself fitting in that role. And I felt very comfortable with the coaches, and the recruiting trip was fabulous. I came down during Easter weekend, and the Texas relays were going on with a lot of the major track programs in the country at Memorial Stadium performing that weekend. The baseball team was playing a doubleheader against Texas A&M, and I mean the crowd and the enthusiasm with that rivalry at that time. Everything just fit, and I knew it was the place for me.
How quickly was it the place for Betsy? I know it wasn't long after that Betsy comes down, you two get married. Did you have to convince her at all that this was the way to go?
Not really. I mean, she had come down with my parents and her parents on a couple of trips during my freshman year, and she was excited to come and be a part of the University of Texas. She started her education at the University of Texas, and she was working full-time. And we had some other players that had girlfriends and a couple of wives, and they had their own sorority, so to speak, that they really have stayed in touch over the years.
Now you make the move back down to Texas. How different, I know you've just been there a short time, but how different is it living down there now as to what you remember when it was home back in your college days?
The growth has been unbelievable. I can remember the population sign. The city of Austin in 1970 was a little over 200,000, and now in the Austin area it's approaching 1 million people. So it's no longer a great secret. I remember my college coach, Leon Black, always saying that, boy, this is a great secret a lot of the nation doesn't know about in terms of weather and culture. And he was exactly right, because it has exploded over the last few decades.
Well, Coach, a pleasure to get you on. I wanted to ask you about a lot of this when we had a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face not that long ago, but I thought, I'm not going to do that right now. I'd rather do that at a different time, so I'm glad we got you on the show tonight.
Well, thank you, and many thanks to you and Jason, and certainly good luck to the Golden Bears this year. That's one of my disappointments. I was looking forward to seeing them perform, and want to wish Coach Mack and all the Golden Bears the very best, as I know they're preparing for this upcoming season that could be very exciting for everyone.